Broadcasting by the sea in sunny San Diego, this is the Ascended Masters at Work show, where we lift the veil of mysticism and reveal ancient secrets brought to earth by the world's greatest spiritual teachers. Here we share real-life stories that change lives and widen our eyes. And now, here is your host and spiritual life coach, Reverend Shirlene Reeves.
And good afternoon, everyone. It's so great to be here on the show today. And I've been attending Brendon Burchard's event, and boy, is it interesting. He's been reminding me of some things that I hadn't thought of for a really long time. And it's a great motivation for me because I just came back from Bali, 17 days in Bali, and it just was phenomenal. And, you know, we went out to Nusa Penida and Nusa Lembongan, and those are the two islands that are just off to the side of Bali. And it was so wonderful and so relaxing. And I had some time to really think and reflect on where I want to take the show and who the people are that I want to bring you. And one of the people today is really phenomenal. And I want to go back to the point of lifestyle. You know, most of you know I spend a lot of time in San Diego. And now I live in Mexico on the beach in San Felipe. And if you're getting my little two-minute tips every week, sometimes they're three, sometimes they're four, I'm also giving you a bit of gossip about what's going on down in San Felipe. And I think you'll find it really interesting because we're teaching the children how to become CEOs. Can you believe that? And it's in three different levels. So we've got the young ones, and we do it all with games and song, and it's so much fun. And pretty soon I'll be putting video on the website, and I do that through my charity. And the whole goal is to teach these children how they can become CEOs online. And of course, a big part of that is going to be branding. And each child has a mentor, and we teach the mentor how to become CEOs, and then the mentors teach the children. Pretty cool, right? So we're actually doing double duty. And we're going to be using my book, my new book, Selling Through Your Heart, as a part of that. And they'll learn about business and sales. And they have their very own unique way of doing sales. And many of you have probably experienced what that's like down in Mexico, where they just stand by the car and try and sell you things. So this is a real new concept for them, teaching them how to become CEOs. And there's nobody doing it. And we're starting in San Felipe, and then we'll be moving to other cities throughout Mexico to teach children all around the geographical area how to become CEOs. And it'll bring communities from different cities together because they'll all be working on the same thing. And we go to the schools, and Rotary steps up and helps us with it too. But where I'm going with all this is the fact that if you aren't making any money in your business, or you're not making enough, then you can't have this kind of lifestyle. And it's really hard to give back because you're in the process always of trying to just survive. And what I bring to you on this show is how to thrive, not just survive. And I bring to you experts that have been guided in a way that can really make a difference in people's lives. And when I talk about lifestyle, I talk about traveling at least 2-3 times a year. Last year I went to Spain and Barcelona, Madrid. And I go on 2-3 major trips a year. And if I wasn't making the money through sales and branding and marketing, I couldn't make those trips. And I wouldn't have the money to provide a charity for these kids to make their lives better in Mexico. And in fact, I probably couldn't even live in Mexico, to be honest. So what I'm trying to bring to you are those that have already stepped up. They're already making a six-figure income and more. They already have been in your place where maybe you're not even sure about what step to take next or where you want to go from here. Or maybe you've tried some things that haven't worked and you want to revise what it is you're doing. So I hope you listen to the show every Thursday at 2 o'clock because we bring you viable and valuable people that can really make a difference in your business and your lifestyle, just like they've supported me in doing so. Now, the individual I'm bringing on today, she is truly a magical marketer. And the reason that I think that is because she helps spiritual business women and conscious entrepreneurs share their purpose through branding and their websites. And you know, if your website doesn't say who you are, it makes a whole difference in whether you get to speak on that stage or whether people hire you as an instructor, a coach, a consultant. You always have to have a website that really makes an impact in other people's lives. And I gotta tell you, I've been working on my website for so many years, and it's a living, breathing thing. And you're always going to be working on it because you'll always be doing new courses, you'll always be doing interviews, you'll always be doing different things in your business that you can add in. So when it comes to your website, you want to be able to attract your soul tribe online. And what I mean by that is I have this beautiful community that I've attracted online. And they're all heart-centered people. And they work together to lift each other's businesses. It's not just all about them. And many of you know that being an entrepreneur is a very, very lonely thing. A lonely job, unless you go out and do networking groups or you're doing a seminar like the 4-day one I'm doing right now. It's really very, very lonely. And so if you come together in a community that supports each other, they not only build themselves, they build everybody else at the same time. And they all refer each other business as well. So it works out really well. So when this person talks about your soul tribe and building your soul tribe online, that's what we're talking about. And she has this magical process that helps you attract divinely aligned clients so you can be authentic. You don't have to be pretending to be somebody else that you aren't. You get to just be yourself and attract others to you by being yourself. And when you share your deepest essence with the world through your branding and your website, you become a magnet for the right people who come into your business and support you in building your purpose. So I want to introduce you to Julia Stege. I'm very excited about having her on the show. And she is our magical marketer leader. Hi, Julia. How are you doing?
Thanks, Charlene.
You're certainly welcome. It's so great to have you here.
I lead with a wand in hand.
Yes, you do. And sparkles, right?
Always have to have glitter and crayons.
Yes, exactly. So tell us what is the main magic that you create with your clients?
Well, in the day, I used to just kind of channel these brands, and I really had a psychic experience with my clients, and I still do. And yet now what I've developed is a process that whereby it's not just me channeling something for somebody, but they too have a process that transforms their lives. So mm-hmm. I think it's rather magical to take something that you normally hate, which is marketing, and mm-hmm. transform it into something that actually can make your life more authentic.
You know, do you think they really hate it, or they just fear it because they don't understand it?
Well, I think that they hate it for good reason, Charlene. Mm-hmm. And I started my career as a graphic designer in Manhattan, and I found out really quickly, by the time I was 25, I had to get out of there because mm-hmm. It was all about brainwashing, hyping, and lying to people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was in the corporate world. And what's happened now is that a lot of people, we don't need to name names or anything like that, but they learned their marketing techniques in corporate. And now they've come out and they've created these, like, let's market online type businesses where they're teaching you this corporate stuff. Mm. And I think that actually that is horrible, because we hate that stuff. We don't mm-hmm. want to hype things. You know, we're actually out to transform the world. We want our marketing to match what we're actually doing. You know, the transformational work we're doing. We want mm-hmm. our marketing to match that. We don't want to be faking it till we make it or something like that. And there's all these things that we're told that are a good idea to do that when you think about it, you're like, wait, she's asking me to lie about that. Mm-hmm. And I've studied so many different people, so many different ways of, you know, different approaches. And many of them, I would say, if not all, you know, and I'm pretty cynical about it, fall into this category. And that's why heart-based business people, they hate it. They're mm-hmm. They realize that there's something dishonest about what they've been taught. And they haven't been taught an alternative that isn't that. And so either you have to make up something, which some people have. They make up they just like, I can't do that. I'm just going to do it my own way. And then by hook or crook, they succeed by doing mm-hmm. something consistently that's them over a period of time, right? But what many people do is just give up. And they give up at weird times. To you and me, mm-hmm. But they give up, like, right when they realize what their purpose is, or, you know, right when they're being called by their soul in the middle of the night to do something and are faced with, but I don't know what to do.
You know, so, that I don't know what to do comes up a lot when I'm coaching too, Julia, because I do the other thing people hate, and that's sales.
Yeah, right? So if you do it the normal way, there's a reason to hate it. Don't you agree?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, if you can't be authentic. And taking them back to the commercial side of things, I want to just talk to the listeners about that for a minute and say, if you are wondering about what we're talking about when it comes to the commercial, just watch the car advertisements yeah. on TV. You can tell exactly who they're directed at.
Yep.
And they don't really tell us anything about that car. They try to give us a feeling, an experience with the car. Wouldn't you agree? You don't know what it has inside it, really. It's just the feeling.
May or may not be true is what I've discovered.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying, because I sat in those cars and I never felt that way.
Hello. And I don't look anything like those women getting in and out of the car. But
no, exactly.
I mean, yes. And, you know, that's why I couldn't take it anymore doing that kind of stuff. Because it just felt wrong. I was like, mm-hmm. There's something wrong about this. And sometimes I'm a little slow because I really know what I feel is right and what I feel is wrong. I listen to things, and I can't believe that they're really asking me to lie. But after a few days and really reviewing what I'm being asked to do, it's just not really true.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you see through that? How, I mean, when people come to you and you get that sense, how do you deal with that?
Well, I help people by telling them to forget all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I have a process where you forget everything you ever knew or anything that anyone told you or what you thought was right or what they wanted from you. And you go into what's perfect for me. If I can attract anyone that I want, and I can, I want to attract these people. And what's really important to me to be aligned with somebody is this, like my purpose, for instance. I want my people to be aligned with my purpose. If I can attract anyone, I would like them to be aligned with my purpose. And really,
most people don't know
inside.
What does that mean? A lot of people don't know what that means to be aligned with your purpose.
Well, they do, because we are always looking for people that are aligned with us in some way or another. We're looking for, if you think about your friends, for instance, you're looking for people that have like tastes. They like to talk about the same things. And really, their motivation is very similar. You know, I had to leave Manhattan because it was apparent to me that my friends had motivations that were all financial. Mm. It didn't really matter to them. They were promoting cigarettes. They would just do that. It was okay. Or alcohol or pharmaceutical drugs or banks or whatever it was. We all had to do this stuff. And the thing is about it, though, is that I just couldn't be with that. And most of my clients are pretty clear on what they really are about. And so we ask just what makes you tick. What gets you out of bed in the morning? What puts the fire under your feet? You know, and sometimes people will say, well, my family. Or, you know, you'll start there and you can go into from there, what's really important to you about that? Now, me personally, I would start with freedom. I would be almost all the way there. Mm-hmm. And freedom has always been what makes me tick. And freedom and beauty and magic, creativity. And so I just attract people I say I want to attract those people, and I do. There's a process I use to attract them too. But the first thing is to know who I want to attract. What floats my boat? What floats their boat? You ask that question, what makes me and my soul tribe tick? My perfect customer, say. What makes us tick? You want to find that point of attraction that you it's really most important to you. The way I get to it is by asking people what's most important to them. If I really want to, if we're under a rush and somebody doesn't have a lot of time to talk to me, mostly they do. They like talking to me for hours. But
you're pretty cool to talk to.
if they were rushed, I would just say, what's the most important thing in the world to you? And why is it important to you? And why is that important? Until we got to the root of what's most important. And that's, I'm very convinced, the brand.
Hmm. Then what's the next step? Where do you take them after that? Because, you know, they have to pinpoint their target market. I've said that so many times, because so many people think they can sell everyone. And when you're developing with your strategy, Julia, I love what you do, because you're actually developing how to call them to you, right?
Well, you know, interestingly, of course, yes, I want to call them to me. But if I call them to me and I'm not being authentic, they're not going to recognize me. So a lot of what I work with people on is being authentic and coming across in a way that's very, it's resonant, I would say. You know, when you meet somebody in person, you get a feeling from them, a vibe, as it were. Mm-hmm. like, ooh, I got a bad vibe from that person, or ooh, I like that person. She gave me a good vibe, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of have that sense when we're in person. When we're online, there's a way to do it, but often we fail. Often we fail and just describe boringly what we do. Mm-hmm. But if we think about, like, if you think about, it's not boring what's most important to you. And if you can share that with people, they will be interested in you if they're aligned with that, if they have the same beliefs. If they don't, and they don't like where you're coming from, you shouldn't really want to be connected with them anyway.
Exactly. Yes, I agree with you.
So I've noticed that if somebody if you're with somebody that's of like mind, like heart, similar purpose, similar belief structure, what's important to you is what's important to them. That's going to be a much more long-term relationship.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think if you can authentically share your passion, but the trick is to get it to come across on your website. I think that is so difficult. And so talk to me about a homepage, okay? How would you share your passion on a homepage?
Well, one thing that people don't think about much is the first thing that you see is the visual aesthetic. So as soon as you get to a page, you get a feeling going on based on the colors, the imagery, the style of it, how the content is arranged. So right off the bat, before you even have a chance to read, you're already getting a feeling from the visuals. Mm-hmm. And so I do a lot of focus on creating visuals that reflect the essence and personality and really soul purpose of my clients. Mm-hmm. That causes somebody, if they come into the website and there's a banner and it's very draws you in, the artwork is beautiful, it causes them to pause long enough to read the thing. And then you want to have a clear message in type text that they can read. Mm-hmm. That engages them. But it can't just be, I do this. It needs to be, do you have this challenge? And so you need to select your challenge and what challenge your people have. And you need to identify with them on the basis of their challenge. Otherwise, on rare occasions, it might be what somebody's looking for, but quite frequently, when somebody is on the verge of getting help, they are nowhere near where they want to go. So if you're saying, do you want joy and freedom and laughter in your life, when you're at, I've been depressed for 3 years and I hate my work, they're going to be like, yeah, right. It's too far away. You haven't mm-hmm. identified with them. You're just like over here being perfect.
Yeah, I get that. And that's a big part of why in my courses, I teach about how to get the words and phrases that your clients use so that you can reach them when you're talking to them. And it really makes a difference when in the sales process. So I know it has to make a difference with the branding process.
Absolutely.
Too, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, yesterday I met with a woman who had that all part figured out. Mm-hmm. Who's your tribe? What do you say to them? And what's your offer? And what's your funnel, basically, mm-hmm. essentially? That mm-hmm. was like, I think that was the first time in history that occurred. Mm. I couldn't remember another time where somebody came to me where they had that already figured out, mm-hmm. worked out. Most of the time, they think they need a website. That's what they need, is they need it to be able to communicate with their tribe. You need to know who your tribe is and what the conversation is that you want to be having with them and have that conversation. I would say that one thing that's been consistent since I started creating websites for people back in 97 is that you want to be authentic and kind of write a letter to your people and ask them to take an action. Mm. So that is a very appropriate way to do it. Do you have this problem? Like when, if you're talking to a friend, do you still have migraines? Or, you know, I mean, you know your friend, right? So you know she has migraines. Or something, right? You say, do you still have migraines? Because if you don't just go full bore into them and say, hey, I have this thing for you. If you haven't been talking about it, you know, you lead in. Do you have horrible debilitating migraines that, you know, you're down for the count, keep you from your passion and from your work and from your family? Well, then I found something for you, right? I found this because I was looking.
Mm-hmm.
And the first step is to do this. The first thing you want to do is this, and that's your download. That's your free offer. Mm-hmm. That ought to be how it is. You know, it's like the way you talk to people ought to be the way that your website is. I think that's the most natural, authentic way to be.
So I have a question. You know, sorry. I didn't mean to.
I was just going to say, it's just all about connecting with them and having them opt in.
Mm-hmm.
Since you asked me about the homepage, I have to mention the opt-in because most people don't even have one.
Yeah, so they have
it's like, you know, like join my newsletter. No, you need to have some kind of real progression of how you're introducing yourself to people and how you're making an invitation for them to start working with you for free.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the freebie here. Like, give you a sense of what it's like, how I could help you.
Right. But unless they have the problem, they can't be your client. That's why not everybody can be your client, right?
Well, that and because you don't like everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Some of us don't even like our family members. So
I know, right? I mean, you definitely, like, I was worried when I started doing this attraction plan work. What about those dentists and lawyers? And then I realized I don't really want to attract dentists and lawyers. I worry about them rejecting me during the process because I'm too woo-woo for that type usually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Unless they're the super woo lawyer.
Well,
which is very rare. Usually after they've left the law firm.
Yeah. But you're also very heart-centered also. So you could have a lawyer that's heart-centered.
I do, but I usually attract I'm a lawyer magnet. My husband's a lawyer. It's just like, they can't be around me very long and still be a lawyer for some reason. I don't know.
That's funny.
It is. It's some kind of thing. They have that beautiful smarts. You know, I like smart people. But so they generally hate their work, so...
Oh, I know it. I know. Well, how would you love your work? Would you have to go in and do battle every
fight.
Day?
Yeah, you have to fight with people.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that at all. No. That would make me miserable. But then I have a book called Selling Through Your Heart. So
I have branding from the heart. So there you go.
Yes, you do. So how would you say your branding, other than it's heartfelt and... you know, you made a really good point about how you can download or bring things out of people. How would you say that you are different from other branding people?
In virtually every way imaginable. except for that we all like consistency. Uh-huh. I had a colleague, let's put it this way. I had a colleague who was a very accomplished designer, and we used to talk on occasion. And I remember once telling her what I did with my clients. I talk with them about what's important to them, and we go real deep, and all this stuff comes out about what their real purpose is. And as I said this, this woman's face just contorted in the most just, she was looking at me like, why do you want to do that? That's horrible. She talks to her people for a half hour and then goes off and designs. And she designs this, that, and the other thing, shows it to them, and they've got to select.
Wow.
And I thought, that's weird. I really pondered that for a little while. And then I realized that she's a different type of person. Connecting with people is not her gig. She's more scholarly. She has like a desire for certainty and like things going a certain way systematically. Mm-hmm. I'm more, you know, let's get together and kind of shoot the breeze and then this brand will pop out. Mm-hmm. I have created the steps because that's very unnerving for people to have that much uncertainty when they've paid money for a specific result.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately that is what makes me different, is that I want to go deep inside of you to find out what your brand is and I don't care what other people think. I don't I don't want to follow what everyone else is doing. How are you going to stand out then?
Yeah, I get it. So on that note, we're going to take a brief commercial break and we'll be right back because I want to hear more about how Julia brings this out of us. Okay, we'll be right back.
Get your free copy of the revolutionary marketing book, Branding from the Heart, How to Share Your Purpose Through Marketing That Attracts Your Tribe and Inspires a Revolution by Julia D. Steggy, the Magical Marketer. Finally, learn the magical steps to discover the soul tribe you are meant to serve. Know what to say that captures their heart. Engage with them and inspire them to connect with you so you may transform the world. Go to brandingfromtheheartbook.com.
And welcome back, everyone. And I really do want you to go get that book at Julia's website, which is brandingfromtheheartbook.com. I hope you wrote that down because it'll really give you some great insights on your own branding process. So now let's go back to Julia. And Julia, as I said just before our break, I want to chat with you about how you pull this out of people because, you know, the people that I get that come to me, they haven't got their programs together, so they're trying out selling air.
Yeah, that's really valuable.
You know, you really have to make magic in order to sell air, let me tell you. So, you know, when they run out, they get a website built, they don't think much about it, they get their business cards done, and then they make a flyer and they don't even know what they're doing, to be honest. And so that's how so many of them come to me like that, you know, and then you have to back them up and say, well, who are we talking to here? You know, who is it you want to work with? Very similar to what you're saying. I know how important that is. So when you're working with people, how do you bring this out of them? What is it that you do that makes that magic?
I think it's the key is the attraction plan that I use that was created by Jan Stringer of perfectcustomers.com. I became certified as a strategic attraction coach back in 2006. And this attraction plan had already been used with tens of thousands of people around the world successfully. I had been doing manifesting since 98. I understood what that was and that if you write things down and have a positive outlook, that it's more likely to occur. And so this was very much in alignment with what I was already doing privately, and it afforded me the ability to do it publicly with my own clients. So I have them, like I said, forget about what anyone else cares, wants, thinks, says, whatever, and just what's perfect for me. Who do I want to attract? What's most important to me? What do I want people to expect from me? And who am I being in the process? And really, when you forget about anything strategic, that's when what's most important can come out. And I have an ear for that. I have been a journalist for a freedom-oriented newspaper for 12 years, where it's a very philosophical, activist-type freedom journal. And I would have to maintain the integrity of what people were telling me, but editing it down to fit. And so I had this way of hearing something for an hour and turning it into a sentence. A lot of practice doing that. And so I can do that. It's a skill. I think it's one of my gifts. So I can listen to you talk about what's important to you, and I can see the brand. So it used to be where no one knew what was going on. And once somebody said, did you just charge me for that conversation? And so that's when the traction plan came in really handy, because having people be able to work on something that's a magical tool in its own right, it just makes it more empowering for them, too. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's difficult to just tell you. A lot of it just comes naturally.
Yeah, I get that. I get that because I do it too. I know exactly what you're
right?
saying.
And so it's like you hear people saying, talking, and then I remember one time this woman, I said, what's your purpose? And she was saying, it came clear after about 10 minutes that what really was important to her was that everyone would live their what did she heart's desire is what she kept saying over and over again. And so she put heart's desire, blah, 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 heart's desire, right?
Wow.
And so and she was trying to name her photography business. I said, why not heart's desire photography? And she burst out into tears. And she was like, that's it. I've been trying for years and that's it. And it's so me. And she could feel it. And I thought, you know, you have it. I know that they have it inside. And they know. They're going to tell me. I'm going to hear it. I'll get shivers up and down. I'll say it back to them. They'll start crying, and that'll be the brand.
Mm. And so then the next step is to make the website look like that brand, right?
Yeah, I create a banner first. So the banner design is a very practical tool for online marketing.
Mm-hmm.
More so than, quote, unquote, a logo, which could be a part of it, too, but it's not a requirement, really.
Mm-hmm.
We'll decide what the color scheme is, the font for the title of your thing, what is the photography that we're using? Are you in it? Are you not? What's the symbology? Do you always have to have mountains? I seem always to have mountains in my thing. mountains and moons, stars. And I always feel better about my brand when there's mountains, moons, and stars in it.
Mm.
So, you know, you tell me, where does that come from? Well, it's just my aesthetic.
Uh-huh.
And I feel that if I can reveal my aesthetic to you, what I find beautiful, then you will be able to see me like as if you were looking into my eyes.
Mm. Wow, that's beautiful. I love that. That's really beautiful. Way to look at it. Now, in relation to this, I have a question. I had a client that came to me, and she had written a book, and her cover was bright pink, and it had her on the front cover sitting with her dog. And when she did the process with me, she found out that her clients don't like pink at all. And she'd been on this huge book tour and she couldn't get the book off the ground. And so how do you deal with color?
Well, you know, the way I deal with color is I make sure that it's my client's color.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing. If your color is magenta and your clientele is businessmen, you know, I would ask you, why is your clientele businessmen before I would tell you to change your color. But if that it was like I'm meant to go in stealth and transform those businessmen's lives, in that case, I would say you've got to appeal to the businessmen. Otherwise, you know, I would have to talk to your friend to find out what, you know, how that all came to be. Why is she attracting people that aren't, you know, aesthetically in alignment with her? I don't know.
Well, that's a really
interesting
good
question.
Yeah.
Right. But that's where I would go searching, because for the most part, what happens, for instance, I had a client, Carrie, who was a marriage family therapist, and she wanted to come out more as spiritual. And she had, I mean, we really came out for her in her visual. And she doubled her practice in like 2 months.
Wow.
And it was because people were, her people really were waiting for her to come out. And she was very authentic. Another client, similar type thing. She was afraid that they wouldn't really like the real her. But when she came out and we did this beautiful thing of her trance dancing, they loved it, or they were neutral. But nobody said, oh, God, what are you, a woo-woo freak? Because mm-hmm. she was. She's wow. way out there, you know. And it's like, you know, that's, you're never going to be happy if you're that far there out, if your people aren't far out. Uh-huh. I really feel like, you know, your niche is you before, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know, or someone like you that doesn't have your talents.
Hmm. Interesting.
All my people are just like me without the ability to do branding and websites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have to say the same thing about me. All my people are just like me, but they don't know how to put programs together or sell them.
Exactly. Right? So, and that they understand you, they know you understand them, and you just have the skill now. Mm-hmm. And in fact, if you changed the offering, they'd probably follow you there. And I know they have, because mm-hmm. you have a variety mm-hmm. of different things, and they just follow you. Oh, I'm going to do that too. Okay. Yeah. I'll do that too, Charlene, you know, and they follow you.
You're absolutely right. They just kind of do whatever I do.
They do whatever you do.
Yes.
Because they're aligned with you on this soul level, uh-huh. because you're a very authentic person.
Thank you for that.
Come out as you, they know uh-huh. who you are. And you also have something. You're very accomplished. And so they're like, oh, I'm aligned with her and she's accomplished. You know, maybe she has something to tell me.
And you know, now that you've brought that up, I want to ask you, do you get people that aren't accomplished yet? Or do you, what's the level that you like to work
with? Everyone is accomplished. You know, if you really want to, I'm very empathetic. With people, you know, if they've raised a family or something like that and they haven't, they're just start, you know, I think that's a great accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they were working it as an accountant for 30 years or as a school teacher or something,
mm-hmm.
they always have something. They always have something. It's a matter of asking them and they often are underplaying it.
True, but a lot of times it has nothing to do with their business.
Oftentimes, because they have been in business for as long as me or you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been in business since 19, like, I don't know, probably 89, if you really want it. Like, when did I start making buttons and trying to sell them? Or I mean, 64, if you want to say. I was picking flowers off of my neighbor's properties and trying to sell them to the other neighbors.
Uh-huh.
I got in trouble, though. I thought that they grew naturally. I didn't realize they had imported those bulbs. But anyway, I was only 4. I didn't get in that bad trouble.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, so certain type of personality has been in business forever. And you just learn things over time. But some people haven't gotten there. I still feel that no matter where you are, that having the clarity of expression to know what your message is in the world and who you want to deliver that message to, your whole life can be about that.
That's a good point. That's a really good point, because like you and I are talking about being heart-centered. That's been my whole life's mission, is to be heart-centered. And I believe yours has been too. So that's really our passion, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, the way I saw it, I always saw it as self-expression. And, you know, I might define it in that way.
Self-expression. You know? Okay.
Yeah. That a lot of what I do, or what I'm really for, is for everyone to have the freedom to be self-expressed,
mm-hmm.
and i.e. not killed for it, or burned or stoned or fired or you know, just outcasted.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, the opposite, that they would be celebrated, that everyone would be celebrated, that everyone would have the freedom to be self-expressed, i.e. they have the food and the shelter and the clothes and the transportation they need, hot water and stuff like that. And I feel that if we really had the freedom to be self-expressed and creative, that we would always have solutions to these things that come up that that humans face.
Mm-hmm.
And we would be able to change the world in the image, you know, in that magical thing. You know, I feel that we're magic and that we don't know how powerful we are because we're always trying to fix things on such a base level.
And, you know, when we attract our soul tribe, our heartfelt tribe, or whatever it is that our listeners are wanting to accomplish, mm-hmm. then we have so much more power as a tribe than we do just one-on-one to do good in the world. And that's really how I see this attraction and how this magic works. Because when we're all working together and moving in the same direction, we have so much more power.
That's what we have to learn. Mm-hmm. And our society is really structured. We're very isolated. Like you were saying earlier, it's a lonely business. I have to do things to come out of isolation.
Mm-hmm.
I have to actually force myself. I'm in a play. I keep going into these plays where I sing and dance a little sometimes. I'm playing Glinda the Good Witch in The Wiz.
I love it.
And I sing, you know, it's amazing, right? But it's totally off topic, you know, not uh-huh. totally, not when I'm Glinda. I'll get to use that for my brand. I'll bet you'll see it. But because it's so very mad. I get a wand and everything. I mean, yeah. But, yeah. You know, I do that to have community. I have to do something.
Yes.
It doesn't just, you know, our society is so separated.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's off and the goal is to be separated.
Yeah.
So then you find yourself separated and you wonder, oh my gosh, what did I do here? Whoops. Now I'm isolated and alone. So
right.
Absolutely. And the tribe is really important. I like an online tribe. I find it difficult to find an in-person tribe. And so I went off and I've got an amazing online tribe any day of the week, multiple times a day. I can connect with people all over the world who I'm completely in alignment with, that I'm completely, like, we're alike. They're not calling me a weirdo except for with great love.
Yeah. And that's a part of that massive visibility that I talk to people about, because sometimes it's hard to find a tribe in your local area. But you can find them all over the world. And I think
absolutely. They'll find you.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That's what happens.
All right. Well, we'll be right back. We're going to take a quickie little break. And I'm going to ask Julia when we get back, you know, what it is that she wants us to do today to make a change in our branding. So we'll be right with you.
Attention, professional authors, coaches, and small business owners. What if you could increase your sales authentically without scripts or the pain of rejection? If you are a realtor, you can make more sales without the fear of being salesy. If you are an entrepreneur, you can eliminate the fear of feeling pushy, get more referrals, and add more money to your bank account with less effort. Welcome to Compel Don't Sell, the Art of Selling with Heart, the next generation in relationship sales, brought to you by Maximize Your Wealth Now.
The reason that I took this course is because I needed to know how to market and sell in a way that doesn't make me feel bad. Compel Don't Sell totally comes from the heart, and connects with people in a way that fits my style and how I would like to approach people. And it gave me the benefit of refining what I think and say about my business in a way that's professional, but still very warm and nurturing.
I invested in Shirlene's Compelled to Sell sales training program, and I just knew immediately that she was the person that I wanted to work with.
The reason I took this course is because I felt like there were a lot of new things that Shirlene had to offer that I had not experienced before. That's why I took the class, because I wanted to sort of up-level my sales skills. And thank you, Shirlene, for this amazing class.
If you want to learn how to perfect your sales performance, build your bank account, and connect with more of your favorite clients, enter your contact information and we'll show you how to use heartfelt sales to connect with more of the right prospects and significantly increase your income. Go to MaximizeYourWealthNow.com.
Hey, and welcome back. This has just been a great show today. And, you know, just join us every Thursday from 2 to 3 o'clock Pacific time, because here we are on the Pacific Coast. And, you know, as promised, I'm going to ask Julia what her final thoughts are on the branding for us and what we can do today as a takeaway. So take it away, Julia.
Take it away. Well, well, the first thing I would say is that what you can do right now is start writing down the qualities, characteristics, and attributes of your perfect customers. Or if you're not attracting customers, if you're attracting any, you can just say the word tribe or a specific relationship that you're attracting, but really get clear on what you like in people. And even if you might go have lunch at a restaurant and there's something about the waitress, the way that she smiled or the way that she said something that you would, it makes you think, oh, you know, I like that about people, and you write that down. And in my book, in the Branding from the Heart book, which you can get at brandingfromtheheartbook.com, does guide you through this process of clarification so that you really know what you want to attract. This will help you to then measure everything that you have in your marketing against that. Like, if I can have my marketing be anything that I want, do I want to do this or do I want to do that? If I could do anything, what would I do? You know, and in fact, that's kind of how you come up with like a radio show or something like that, or a
that's
podcast,
exactly
right?
Right.
Because it's like, well, I want to interview women from all over the world who are change makers, who want to change the world. Well, I'm figuring that out. That's the idea. And like, how does that work into my brand? Well, you know, it's really clear to me how it does. And so that's a good way for me to go with my brand. And with what I'm doing, if I'm feeling really passionate about it. But if I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, you know, I don't want to do video. You know, I really don't want to do much video. Mm-hmm. And so even though video is like the latest thing, I'm just pushing myself if I'm doing it. It just doesn't feel right. So I would say really get clear on what you like and what you don't like, because I think it makes a difference how you feel when you're doing these things.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And, you know, if you feel inspired by what I've said and the approach I'm taking, then go to brandingfromtheheartbook.com, download my book. There's some exercises in there. They're real easy. They're easy because it's just introspection. It's not trying to figure anyone else out. We forget about them for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we go into you, what's most important to you. And that will lead you into, there's also a little training that's attached to it, where I go more into how to do, you know, how to create a message and just more on that, more details on it.
Well, Julia, it's been wonderful having you on the show, and I just want to thank you so much for your time and imparting your words of wisdom. It's just amazing. And, you know,
thank you, Charlene. It's been my pleasure.
I've admired you for many years, and I'm just delighted that you've been here with me. And I want to thank all of you for listening in today. And, you know, every time I bring you these wonderful guest experts, I hope you got your pen and paper out and you're taking some notes to make a difference in your business and your lifestyle. So have a great week. I'll see you next Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific and with another phenomenal guest. See you then. Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us on the Ascended Masters at Work show with spiritual life coach, Reverend Charlene Reeves. We hope you found our message enlightening in a way that will change your everyday interactions in work and play. Share the love. Pass on our web address, ascendedmastersatwork.com, and if you have a great story to share, we'd love to have you on the show. This has been a Massive Visibility Media production. Join us next week for the Ascended Masters at Work show. And while remembering the words of the late Wayne Dyer, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. We say namaste.